Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 77, Why I Started Spinning. This is a story that a lot of people have been asking for indirectly. They have asked me why I started spinning or how I got into spinning. And I have to tell you, this is not an easy story for me to tell. So if you are in a situation where you can't listen to a difficult story, I would not listen at this time. And I hope you bear with me, because this is a hard one for me. This was about 10 years ago. We had just moved into our house with our two cats, Abernathy and Zelda. At that point, I had had Abernathy for over 13 years. He was definitely my cat. He loved to sit with me and follow me around. If I was knitting, he was always in my lap. He loved my knitting. He loved knitted items. And he would lay on my knitting, but he never damaged my knitting. Zelda was a little kitten that I had gotten to keep him company. At this point, she was no longer a kitten, but she was definitely Wayne's cat and Abernathy's cat. The first year we were here, we were preparing for our first Christmas, and I was making a fairly big deal about it because this was the first time that we had a house and something that was big enough to put up a tree and decorate, and I was going whole hog. A couple of days before Christmas, we had to run out to pick up a few things. And as we were walking out the door, Abernathy ran out. And he was an indoor-outdoor cat. Since he had spent a few months on his own outside, I could no longer keep him as a strictly indoor cat. I didn't think anything of it because we were only going to be gone for a couple of hours and it wasn't quite dark. We went to the store picking up stuff for the Christmas Eve feast and Christmas Day. Well, I don't know exactly what you want to call it. On Christmas Day, my family usually just snacks. We get lunch meat and other things that are quick and easy to eat because we're so busy playing with our new toys. When we were home, when we came home and I was getting the groceries out of the car, Abernathy came crawling up to me and he had been attacked. He had been mauled. I dropped everything, wrapped him up in a towel, and started calling the vet. The vet was closed, but there was an emergency number, and I called the emergency clinic. They told me how to get there, and we rushed him to the clinic. They kept him overnight, and the next day they told me I could come and visit. We ended up spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at the animal hospital. I would bring him knitted items to lay on, sweaters that I had worn the day before, so that he would know my smell and he would know that I was thinking of him. We brought him home the day after Christmas, but he developed a problem with one of his hind legs. In the stress, a blood clot formed, and it blocked off the circulation. So I had surgery done, and his leg was amputated. Unfortunately, the clot moved, and his other leg began to lose all circulation and started to die. I could have a three-legged cat, but I didn't see how an active cat like Abernathy could go with only two legs. I had him put down. The vet was very good. He came out to my house. I held Abernathy in my arms. And I said goodbye. I was devastated. He had been a major part of my life for over 13 years. And suddenly, he was gone. He was gone because a pack of dogs, and these weren't wild dogs. This was just a pack of domestic dogs, got out and had some sport with him. My neighbor's cat was also attacked a couple of days later. Luckily, she was home, and they were able to save the cat. It had a broken leg and had a very long recovery time. Her partner tracked the dogs back to where they belonged, and the dogs were put down. This was some comfort to me to know that these dogs would not cause any more grief to anyone else. But I was still grieving, and I still grieve for Abernathy. And during those first few weeks, I was at a complete loss. I couldn't sit because I missed him so. I was so used to him being with me. Whenever I sat down, I couldn't sit and I couldn't knit because my knitting just reminded me of him. And I didn't know what to do. And then I stumbled across a drop spindle that had been given to me a month earlier. She had given me a spinning kit that had the drop spindle, some wool from her sheep, and simple instructions on how to use it. She had also taken time to show me how to use it, but I wasn't interested in spinning, so I just kind of put it aside. I pulled out the drop spindle at that time, and I started spinning. It was difficult enough that I had to pay attention to what I was doing. But working the fiber, working with the fiber, soothed me, and it helped me. Watching the fiber come together and form yarn was almost like performing magic. I understand the scientific reasons behind why fiber comes together and becomes yarn, but to do it and to watch it, it seems somewhat miraculous. So I spun. I spun through my grief. And I got through it. This is why I started spinning. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. I hope this story also explains to those of you who've been asking, why is it such a big deal to me that Sadie's roaming? I can't have a dog that roams. I am too afraid of the damage that she might do, or that people will see her and remember those other dogs and kill her on sight. I'm working very hard with Sadie. She is right now back in the electric fence. I have fixed it. I have buried the wires. And hopefully this will be the last time that you will hear of Sadie running away. If you have any comments about this story, please come by my website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, and let me know what you think. If you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, .autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I really do appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to me and my stories. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.